This week in 1607, England established its first permanent settlement in North America. You're listening to This Week in Virginia History. I'm Nathan Moore. A fleet of three ships carrying about 100 intrepid men sailed up the James River. The settlers were part of the Virginia Company, chartered by King James I. Their mission? Establish the first permanent English settlement in North America, and find some gold, and a water route to the Pacific. They sailed up the Chesapeake and explored the area, finding a peninsula that was perfect for a fort. It was on a curve in the river, which made it suitable for defense against those pesky Spanish. Most importantly, it was uninhabited by the local tribes, though it turns out that's because it was swampy and full of mosquitoes, and the brackish river water was undrinkable. They landed anyway and set to work building a fort, and they called their new place James City. But times were tough from the moment of their arrival. Drought consumed the land. The settlers had arrived too late in the spring to plant crops. They suffered from hunger and dysentery. Captain John Smith tried to help by securing food from the Powhatan tribe. His efforts were in vain. Two-thirds of the men died before resupply ships could arrive. A new ship with 100 more men arrived early the next year, and more colonists continued to arrive each year. The colony had its ups and downs over the next decade, and by the end of the 16-teens, it was well on its way to good fortune and became the site of many North American firsts. The first representative assembly, the first recorded labor strike, the first site of American slavery. Almost a century later, the colony's state house burned again. The colony's capital moved to Williamsburg, and Jamestown slowly declined into history. This Week in Virginia History was written by Miranda Burnett. You can read about this story and more at encyclopediavirginia.org. And be sure to subscribe to this podcast at Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and at virginiaaudio.org.